Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Today is the day. It is time for us to step out of the status quo to act upon God's Word.
Just ordinary people. God uses ordinary people. Just like me and you, who are willing to do as He commands. God uses people who will give Him all. No matter how small your all may seem to you, because little becomes much as you place it in the Master's hand. Just ordinary people. Our God uses ordinary people. He chooses people just like me and you, who are willing to do as He commands. God uses people who will give Him all. No matter how small your all may seem to you, because little becomes much as you place it in the Master's hand.
Like the little lad who gave Jesus
all he had,
all he had.
How the multitudes were there,
with some fish and the loaves of bread.
What you have may not seem much, but when you yield it to the touch of the Master's loving hand, then you will understand how your life could never be.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making a way for us to have a personal relationship with you, the God of creation, Lord of all, holy, omnipotent. Despite our efforts to learn about you from your word, by fellowshipping with your people and by communing with you in prayer, you are infinite. And yet, you sent your Son, your only Son, into this world so that we might see you in Him, to know you by watching Him. We know that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. And you have commanded us to go tell the world about you. and to serve others so that they might see you through our good works and glorify you. Lord, these are all things that require action on our part. God, help us to step out of our comfort zones, to not settle for the status quo in our lives, but to look for opportunities to serve you even more. There's so much to do, and you are coming soon. Lord, through your Holy Spirit, give us the strength and wisdom to do more and so much more as we see the day approaching. Speak to us, Lord, through your word as it is sung and spoken today. We ask these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
I'd rather have him than anything. closer walk with thee. Jesus is my plea for daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long. Oh, as I walk, close to thee. Ah, Gordon.
Did you know that Call to Worship is listener-supported? Your prayer support is not only extremely important to us, but did you realize that as you pray God's blessings on our ministries with spiritual fruit, you have a part in His blessings? When His saints are edified and as the unsaved turn their lives over to the Savior, you are to be thanked. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Hey, have you checked out our Christian Oldies station? Please let me know when you do. I'd like your input. Christian Oldies are songs from the 1965 to 1985, two decades of music from Jesus music to early contemporary Christian music. From home, visit ChristianOldies.com and click on Listen Now. Or on the go, download the Live 365 app on your phone, then go to Christian Oldies. For Call to Worship Ministries, please visit the Call to Worship website. A website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. May our God bless you as you support us in prayer and your gifts. Thank you.
I know, Lord, your plan for me is right, and I need you to fulfill your purpose in my life. I submit to you, my King. Be my everything. Coming to you again, Lord, here I am. I surrender. To you.
Thank you for listening to Call to Worship. God's Word encourages us to learn and grow, to not settle for the status quo.
We do not deserve, oh yes, such a time.
For such a time as this.
We've been summoned.
It is so easy to just sit back, be comfortable, stay with the usual activities, by habit, accepting the current situation you're in, the way things are now, content with the status quo. I've heard it said that it is impossible to turn a ship that is not moving. Folks, get moving toward the image of Christ. Be transformed. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is important to challenge the status quo all the time. Be open for change of our circumstances, situation. Our relationship with God should always be growing to be more like Christ. Spiritual life requires us to watch for God's direction, be listening, willing, invest time in God's Word every day, spend time with Him in prayer, communicate with Him, listen. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. I can't tell you how many times when I finished my time in the Word and sat there communicating with the Lord that the Spirit has put thoughts into my mind that were outside the box, a little unusual. And when I went ahead and made the call or sent that text, can't tell you how many times I got a response like, "Thank you. That was very timely. I needed that reminder." When you hear that still small voice, be obedient. Maybe a little outside your comfort zone, but just do it. As we've all heard the phrase, don't just stand there, do something. Psalm, the first chapter, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Folks, remember the example of Peter. Listen to the Lord. Be willing to do something different. You may be stuck in your status quo. Now is the time to try again. Let down your nets. Listen to Luke 5. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Well, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken, and also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Friend, you're not a rock designed to just sit there stagnant, not moving, or like a bump on a log, but we are to get up and grow. Or as Peter said it, 2 Peter 3, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." And we are never too old to make a change. Yes, old dogs can learn new tricks. With God, all things are possible. Only believe. Only a fool keeps doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. May God help us to say goodbye to the status quo and hello to an active, constantly growing, new life in Christ.
Far away, Lord, I'll go Put Jesus first in your life. Let him take the burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him handle all the problems that stand in your way. You have searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you found. Put Jesus first in your life and turn your life around. Life is full of changes. Each day rearranges the things that count for you. Things that mean so much today can mean much less tomorrow. Even if your dreams come true. Ah, but there's someone I have found. A rock to build your life around. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him take the burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him handle all the problems that stand in your way. You have searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you found. Put Jesus first in your life and turn your life.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded not to settle for the status quo, but to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. I sincerely hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, I encourage you to get out a Bible quickly. Seek the face of the only one that can save you. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Consider this thought. The day of the Lord is coming. Eternity is just a heartbeat away. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Make today the day of your salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. As you have any questions or have made a decision regarding your relationship with God, then please let us know. We'd love to hear from you by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. You'll also find many tools to help you grow spiritually, and you'll find more information about our ministries. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, don't settle for the status quo. 2 Peter 3 tells us you must grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All glory to him, both now and forever. Amen.
I see the things you ask of me, faithfulness, holiness, and purity. I love your truth, I long to show it to the world for you. So Lord, I need your help to understand the other person that I sometimes am. I never want to live a day that I can't say to you, Lord, whatever you ask, I want to obey you, to let my life be